Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, we're changing names for the day to the fabulous Phil Fechner Lawn Bowl Show. Phil, you had an amazingly successful few days.
Rick, I told you that that was tongue-in-cheek stuff I told you. You said, how'd your footy go? And I said, it didn't go. I couldn't go.
What do you mean tongue-in-cheek? You've exaggerated. No, come on.
I didn't really want to mention too much.
Oh, come on.
But I will.
I was going to say, you've never been modest, so why start now?
No, on the Saturday, Rick, didn't realise it went into the Sunday because I was going to the footy,
as you know. Well, that's because you thought you wouldn't actually win a game.
Exactly right. You're spot on there. So we had the qualifying over 60, my first over 60s tournament, Rick.
By God.
With Paul Jurajek.
At least they wouldn't have needed to ask for proof.
Oh, they did. I had to get my birth certificate out. And so we done really well. We won our qualifying rounds on the Saturday and went through to the Sunday, had a knockout. We won that on the last end. Jimmy Barr and Steve Heitz, who we played, two lads from up the Brossaway. Beat them on an extra end, Rick. It was all even. Extra
sounded end. Really exciting.
Good game. Real good game. And then we played some guys from Happy Valley, and they cleaned us up. We gave them a 10-0 start just to give them, you know, just as you do, gesture.
Yeah.
And we went down by half a dozen or more. So, which was a fair effort. I was happy with that. So
which meant that you missed out on your...
Missed the Port game on the Sunday. I only got home here at quarter to seven Sunday night.
Are they still in the competition?
Your Port Adelaide Football Club.
No, the Port
Change
Adelaide
your name.
Name's gone, I think.
What is it?
It's gone to...
Come on, I want to hear you say this. Huh?
It's gone to a name that I can't pronounce.
Yatatunga or something, isn't it? Yatatunga or something. Yeah. Funny name, isn't it? Wow.
Well,
can't even say it.
I don't see how that actually officially fits into the AFL rules.
Aboriginal round, it's going to be. So.
But that doesn't mean you can change the name of your team, does it?
Let's move on. Bowls is over. So, yeah, that was last weekend. Okay, let's go to the local footy, Rick.
Yep, well, thank you, Phil, for at least telling us how well you did in the bowls. And I believe that you're...
I wasn't bringing it up, Rick.
And I believe that after we've recorded this show, you're going to the state trials.
State trials this week. But we won't have to bring much up there, I don't think, Rick. It'll be a one day only.
the way you're obviously in form, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
All right, BLNG.
Righty-o. Match of the round. The Gawler Derby. Derby. South versus Central. South 148, Central 36.
Well,
Rick, you were at the game. Tell me.
I've done something that I didn't think I was capable of doing.
What, falling asleep?
Well, not only... Well, I did arouse from my slumber.
Yep.
But I achieved something that I really didn't think I was going to be able to do, and in my footy report for the Bunyip,
yes,
I've actually tried to turn one of the worst games I've ever seen into some degree of excitement.
Wow.
But
good luck with that.
I mean, you have to wonder, don't you? Last year, they played each other twice. The corresponding game last year was actually literally on Anzac Day, and that was played at the Dog Track.
Yep.
And on that occasion, South Gawler kicked only a mere 26 goals to win by 106 points.
Oh.
And then in round two of last year, they obviously dropped the Chewy because they only won by 92 points.
Wow.
But they've outdone it.
Been disappointing, haven't
they? Well, they've outdone it. And what was it this tight game?
112.
It was a joke, Phil.
Okay.
I actually wrote, and it's not meant to be belittling, it's meant to be an attempt at drawing a true comparison. It was like an A-grade team playing against a team of B-graders. It was embarrassing.
All fairness, I suppose, Central had some really key outs, but it wouldn't have made... It's not 112-point outs.
Well, it's not.
Molyneux, Botten,
yep.
And I reckon there's one more, wasn't there?
There was.
I can't recall, can't think of it, but that's all right.
But it wasn't. I mean, South also had a couple out suspended.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But the thing was that it only goes to show the absolute lack of depth that not only have Gawler Central got, but many other unfortunate teams have got.
Yeah, as we'll go on in a minute.
Whereas South Gawler, It was. I mean, the worst thing about it was, I hate to think what the score might have been if they'd kicked straight.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's 21-23 or 23-21 or something.
So even if they'd kicked two-thirds of those, 112 that's becomes 150.
At South?
It was at South. Yeah, South. Yep. But, you know, I mean, 40-plus shots on 10.
Ridiculous.
It was, yeah.
So best for South was Pisani and Burton. And for Gawler Central, which would have been probably hard to find, was, now I'm going to have to pronounce his name, Distefano.
Distefano.
Yep. And Pilkington were their best two.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to the next game.
Well, if I can just take a minute, what was really, I mean, like, you can do anything you like when you're playing against a sort of, as it were, a B-grade side.
Yep.
But they did something very, very, the coach was very smart at South Gawler. Obviously, the defence was hardly under pressure. And when they kicked with the wind, they pushed Paddy White forward.
Yeah, I saw that. He kicked a few goals.
He had the time of his life. He's wandering around the forward line into the
mini
wind.
League game.
Well, he's kicked five goals and kick it to me. And I mean,
that's what the mini league is. Yeah, they leave their backs and the forwards.
He dominated the back line in the two quarters when Gawler Central were going with the wind. But it was a very smart technical move.
Why not?
Anyway, there.
Okay. To another humdinger-ring-dinger game was Gapunda 59, Barossa 109, which we thought was going to be a closer game than that.
Well, I think we're going to think the number of games that, I mean, you know, we've already mentioned on the show, the gap is going to be unfortunately like, you know, an abyss this year, it seems to me, the way things are going.
I've spoken to the timekeeper at Gapunda.
Oh, yes.
And he's thinking about having 10-minute quarters, just flat 10 minutes, so they don't lose by as much. I said, okay, could be cheating, but...
That's a smart move.
Yep. So, so he's thinking about that.
Yeah.
So for Gapunda, Mudge was best. Horselet was second. And for Bross, I've mentioned him a few times, Mazone. It must be a new player.
He's a new player, and he's meant to be quite good.
Yeah, he's best, and Nelson was second best for them.
Yep.
So we'll move on to the next game, which was probably, the closest game of the round, was Nuriupta, 68 to Williston, 46.
Yeah, now, I'm not sure. I heard a rumour. I haven't double-checked. I think Ozzie McKenzie's back for Williston.
Yeah, he is. And he's been back a couple of weeks.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And he makes a difference. I mean, no one can get away with being a one-man band, but he's brought them a bit closer.
I don't reckon I saw his name. Well, he's not in the top two, put it that way.
Well, he might have played this week. Who knows? But
yeah, I'm not sure whether he did this week, but he definitely did the last week. I watched it on that.
Right.
So Nick Gregorke, who I couldn't pronounce his name last week, best again for Newry. And Mitch Norton was second best. And for Williston was Tyson Earlham and Holloway. So, 22-point margin there up at Nuriupta.
That's a bit closer than I thought it would have
been. Yeah. And the last game was Angaston versus Freeling. Angaston 90 and Freeling 42. So best for Angaston was Antony, one of the Antony boys, and Reinke. And for Freeling, I've mentioned him again, Daff and Dutschke, both prominent in the best players this year.
It is said, we've already said it once, but you know, you've got three out of four games where the scores have been doubled.
Pretty sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
And we'll go on to this week's quickly.
We will.
Because we're 9 minutes in already. Williston versus Angaston at Williston.
Well, it is at Williston, and I mean, again, it depends a little bit on who turns up for Williston. However, Ango for me.
Oh, hang on. After the president of the association said that they're going to be around, Williston are going to be around the mark, and you're tipping Angaston.
Well, yes.
He wouldn't have a bit of Williston in his back pocket, would he? Okay, so I'll tip Angaston too.
You're not saying he's...
I won't say that.
No, don't say that.
It's alleged.
Alleged.
I can go for Angaston too. Barossa and Newry at Barossa.
It would
fine weekend.
It would not matter. Newry will double their score.
Yeah, I think Newry will win comfortably. I don't know whether they'll double. But anyway, match of the round, Rick. I'm going out to the dog track just to watch this. Oh, no, I can't. I've got bowls. So I would be if this would be my first pick. Central versus Kapunda. What a game.
That will be.
What a humdinger ring dinger.
That will be a game.
Wow, I take my boots, I might get a game for either of them.
Now, bearing in mind that I've made the comments earlier about Gawler Central last week, but playing South Gawler as against playing Kapunda is a bit like, you know,
chalk and cheese.
Well, it is. And bear in mind that somehow or other, admittedly, Molyneux and company were in that first game against when they pushed Tanunda. Gawler Central beat Kapunda.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kapunda. Yeah, I'm going Kapunda. I reckon they might win their first one.
He's going to cheat.
No. Don't know whether Molyneux and them are playing this week, so I'll probably change my mind if I know that Botten and him are in. But I'll go Kapunda. Ooh. Young side. Would they have 6 or 7 under 20s in the Kapunda side?
What, you get points for that, do you?
No. only a couple points. Okay. Match of the round at the Tanunda Park.
Definitely.
Tanunda Park. Tanunda versus South.
Right, seriously, I've seen both Tanunda play and South Gawler play. Tanunda, I thought, against Gawler Central in the second round, they beat them by only 6 or 7 points or whatever. I thought they were somewhat disappointing.
Yep.
They have a real weakness when it comes to the ruck. South have got big tools all over
James
the place.
And,
Sammy Calhoun, be a bit of a surprise if he plays with his hamstring.
And a week off.
Yes, but hammies hardly get fixed in a week. South Gawler by plenty.
Okay, I'll tip South, but I don't know by how much. All depends what Tanunda turn up. The last game, I tip Freeling to win the bye.
Well, that's about the only one that you'll get right, I
reckon. Okay. I went Angaston. You went Angaston.
Yeah.
I went Newry.
Hey, what about...
No, only one different.
It is true. AFL, Phil.
AFL.
Your team, Port Adelaide.
Yes.
5 in a row.
I know.
How good's that?
I got 9 out of 9 this week, Rick, in the tips.
Well, I got 8 out of 9.
That puts me another one in front of you.
It won't last for long. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I tip against Port, because they're just so in form.
Winning the tough games, Rick. That's what it's called.
You're
winning
just
the tough
trying to
games.
Cover. Yeah, for our listeners, I'll just tell you, this is the domino effect of Port's dynamic and overpowering form line.
It's good coaching.
First game, they beat Brisbane by 54. Second game, they lose to Collingwood by 71. They lose the showdown to Adelaide by 31. They fell across the line and they shouldn't have, and beat Sydney by 2 points. They were a whole 14 points winners over the Bulldogs. The mighty West Coast, they beat them by a whole 40 points. St Kilda, they finish up falling across the line by 7 points and 5 points against Essendon. Now, that's...
Toughing it out.
It is toughing it out. So, but... and they're 5th on the ladder.
Going
as we
well.
Speak.
Going well.
Yeah, they've got a percentage that's down amongst the 15 and 16 ranked sides.
Right. Well, let's get on to this week's games, Rick. We're running out of time.
We will.
Okay, so this week we've got Richmond versus Geelong.
Geelong.
Geelong for me. See if I can tip all of these games this week again. Sydney versus Frio.
Sydney.
Sydney for me. Hawks versus Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Melbourne for me. This both coasts, West Coast and Gold Coast.
Gold Coast will win.
Gold Coast for me. Here we go. North versus Port in Tassie.
Well, logic would say that the booing will win.
Oh, you let a boo? Are you let a boo?
Well, I think the only people who've got a legitimate... No, booing I'm against. But if you're going to allow any degree of legitimate booing, North Melbourne supporters have some... possibility of fitting into the scene.
Fair enough.
They're the only club. I mean, why anybody else does it, I have no idea.
Anyway, no, both going Port?
In theory, Port, but in Tasmania, particularly if it's wet, who knows?
Okay. So all the same at the moment. Yes. Brisbane versus Essendon.
Brisbane.
Brisbane for me. This was the one that we might not agree on.
Oh.
Carlton versus the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs will win that
game. I'm going Carlton. Oh, I reckon they're going to come back.
Well, there you are, good listeners. I'll be back to level after that. Bulldogs.
Oh, it might be two in a row here.
I honestly believe that Carlton are yet again, like the Platters' famous number one hit record, the great pretenders.
I tend to agree with you, but I think they've got these boys, Mackay and Big Charlie, have got to stand up sooner or later.
Well, they keep falling down. Oh, no, they are looking very, very average, I reckon.
Okay, Adelaide versus St Kilda in Adelaide.
Adelaide I'm picking. Who are you picking?
You know I hate picking Adelaide.
Who are you picking?
St Kilda.
Are you?
Two different.
Right. I'll be one ahead.
I'll bet you're not.
Well, there you go.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm going St Kilda.
Really? Yep. Up for an upset?
Yep. Oh, it's not really an upset.
Wouldn't you
think
so?
They're sitting about third on the table.
Yeah, they'd be.
You call that an upset?
Yeah, they'd.
Adelaide, we're way down at, 10.
According to the premiership table, Adelaide are 10 on 4-4, St Kilda on 6-2.
St Kilda for me.
Oh, that's good.
The last one, Rick.
Yes.
Collingwood and GWS.
Collingwood forever.
Me too. Collingwood. So two different this week. Quickly, Rick, yes. I do want to mention that suspension on Van Ruins.
Yes.
Absolute joke.
Yes.
Absolute joke.
Yes.
So now, Rick, tell me if I'm wrong. We can't bump. We can't tackle. And now we can't spoil.
Can't do any of the above.
Unbelievable. I mean, that is a dead set spoil. He's hit him with his sort of muscle part on the arm.
No, you made a mockery of my suggestion. We turn it into genuine Irish football. Yes, we do.
I can't believe that, though. 2 weeks for that, and he's played about 3 or 4 games.
Well, surely that means Junior gets about 6 games, doesn't it?
You know, it's hard to see what he done, but he must have knocked the living stuffing out of him.
It's a weird.
You don't get to see it on the replay.
It's because the camera didn't really get it, but obviously.
Well, yeah, they reckon he's going to get 3 or 4.
Well, I mean, if they follow the rule, now forget whether the rules are the correct ones in place, but if you're going to be consistent, the guy has been concussed.
Mm.
He's going to miss games.
Yep.
So Rioli is going to have to get a minimum of 3,
yep.
I would have thought.
Yep. I think he will, but this Van Ruins, I feel sorry for
but
the
But there is a theory they a might only give him a couple so he can come back for the Indigenous round. Did you say that? Anyway, we've got a joke to finish up.
We forgot to mention it last week.
Here we go.
The Premier has left the state.
Oh, yes.
He's off to Tassie to play cricket.
Yeah, very quickly, cricket. Good.
Yes.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Two things. One, the Premier, yes. I think, was under some pressure here. He's had his problems.
Yep.
But I think it's a very wise move. And don't
you play for Australia now?
Well, I heard some people suggest to me a couple of years ago that he could possibly be good enough one day. Now, under the circumstances here, obviously it didn't come on, but new start, fresh broom, it could happen. And while we're on it, and then we've got to go,
yep.
Adelaide Oval back to a genuine game of Test cricket.
Day cricket. Only day. Where's the pink ball?
Pink ball's gone to Brisbane.
Oh, is it there? They told Harmsy?
They're
using Harmsy's pink ball, weren't they?
Well, I think he's going to send them up there. He will increase the cost because it'd be a transport cost. But anyway, cricket's meant to be played in the day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any more, we're going to go shock me overtime. Hey, bloke turned up for training. He was covered in bruises, black and blue all over. And plus that, he was an hour late. The coach went off his tree at him, absolutely blasted him. But coach, said the player, it wasn't my fault. I fell from a 5-story building. The coach replied, "So what? It doesn't take you an hour to do that, does it?"
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
There you go.
All right, team. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.